Chronic Pain Diet Book by Neville Shon. Introduction. Chronic pain affects more than 8.5 million people in the UK. It costs the economy £18 billion a year in lost working days. An estimated 30% of the population, up to 70 million, also suffer in the USA, where it is said to be the most costly health problem. Yet, according to one study, 2 out of 3% with chronic pain say that their medication is not adequate, and 96% of general practitioners believe there is significant room for improvement in treatment. Another survey found that between one-half and two-thirds of people with chronic pain are less able or unable to exercise, enjoy normal sleep, perform household chores, attend social activities, drive a car, or walk. One quarter of them experience broken or strained relationships with family and friends. When you consider that we have an ageing population, these figures become alarming. As you might expect, the numbers of people with chronic pain increase with age, and almost 25% of those aged over 65 suffer from this type of pain. It seems rather sad that, at a time when people are living so much longer, the only thing they can look forward to is a life limited by pain and suffering. Neck pain, back pain, arthritis, allergies, and depression are listed as the top 5 chronic health problems. This book results from 15 years' experience and research into the link between food sensitivities and chronic pain. It looks at how eating certain foods may result in inflammation, water retention and swelling, fatigue, muscle weakness, and being overweight, and can aggravate chronic pain. It suggests a combination of foods.